Daf is Tzadi Beis. Let's take it to, on the bottom of Tzadi Aleph Amud Beis, a few lines up, three lines up. The Gemara says Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav. So the halach is Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav. Kol amoneh halach mipi Talmud. A person who withholds a halacha, he doesn't teach a certain halacha to a student of his. So kilu goza minachlas avosav. It's as if he's holding back some Yerusha to his Talmud, as it says Shemar Torah Tzivalanu Moshe Marasha Kilas Yaakov. That the Torah that Moshe commanded us to learn is a Marasha. It's supposed to be some level of Yerusha, an inheritance to the Tzibur of Yaakov. So Marasha Hilachol Yisrael Misheishi Mei Breishis. So it's a Yerusha. So someone who doesn't teach a Talmud this halacha, they're holding back some Yerusha. So Amar Rav Chana Bar Bizna Amar Rav Yishmon Chasida. So bad it is that even the fetuses that are in the mother's womb, they're also cursing such a person, such a Rebbe who doesn't teach the Talmud. Shinemar, it says in the Pasuk, Moneah Bar, one who holds back Bar, we see Bar in a moment means Torah. One who holds back Bar is Yikvu Le'um. Le'um is going to be, he'll curse him. The nation is going to curse him. So Gemara darshins this Pasuk. Ve'ein Le'um Ela Ubarin. The word Om is referring to Ubarin, a fetus. Shinemars, it says in the context of Rivka, when Rivka was holding twins, it says Laom Milom Yeamatz. That's referring to the fetuses that were fighting with each other, each nation fighting each other in the womb. That's Om. Vein Kavo El Klalo. The word Kavo means to curse. Shinemar Ma'ekov Lo Kavo Kael. Bilam said, that which your Kaddish Baruch Hu doesn't curse, I can't curse either. So Ekov means to curse. Vein Bar El Torah. Bar means Torah, as it says, Shinemar Nashku Var Penyana. If a person should come close, you should connect with Bar, lest the Kaddish Baruch Hu gets angry at you. So they learn from that context, Bar means Torah. So you see from all this, that pasuk that we darshan the pasuk, it says again, Moneh Bar, one who holds back Bar, one who holds back Torah, it's Yikvu Le'om, we're going to be cursed by the Om, by the Uber. So the Gemara says now, Ein, where are we, sorry, Ula Bar Yishmael Omer, he said, it doesn't mean curse, it means Menakvin Oso Kichvara. We actually make holes in him like a sieve. The word Nekav means also is a hole. Ksiv Hach, it's written here, Yikvu Le'om. And Ksiv Hasim, it's written elsewhere, Vayikov Chor Bedalti. You placed a hole in the door, so Kov also means holes. So Machlok is whether Kov here means to curse, or does it mean to make holes in them? That's what it means. I guess it'll be some type of punishment. Vamar Bayi says, Ki Uchla Dekata, it's referring to a launderer sprinkler, that they have like, you know, what you use to sprinkle with the water. You'd pour it out, so the little holes in it, that's how holy, if you were with an H-O, they will be. That W-H, that is. Fine. Vim Limdu Mascharo, if the Rebbe teaches him, so then, that Im Limdu Mascharo, what's still going to be the reward? Amarava Amar Rav Sheshes Zocha LeBrachos Ki Yosef. Such a person who teaches the Talmud will be Zocha to the Brachos of Yosef. Shinemar, it says, Uvracha LeRosh Mashbir. Such a person, at the end of the Pasuk says, there'll be Bracha to the head of the Mashbir. So what's a Mashbir? Ein Mashbir Ela Yosef. The Mashbir is the one who provides. Yosef was called the Mashbir. Shinemar, the Yosef who Hashalit Al Ha'aretz Hahu. He was the ruler of that land. HaMashbir L'chol Am Ha'aretz. He's the one who provided to everyone. To a Rebbe who does teach a Talmud will be Zocha to the Brachos of Yosef at Tzadik. So Amar Rav Sheshes further, Kol Amalami Torah Be'olam Hazeh, one who teaches Torah in this world is going to be Zocha L'Mlamda L'Olam Haba, will be Zocha to be teaching, giving a shir up in Shemayim. In Olam Haba, Shinemar just says, Umarve Gamhu Yorah. The one who's Marve, the one who gives to others, will also be Zocha to continue to be a Yorah, to be a Mor Halacha in the world above. Amar Rava, going back to the conversation of Tchias HaMesim, the Gemara says, Minayin L'Tchias HaMesim Minah Torah, how do you know? What's the source in the Torah that Tchias HaMesim is something that's going to happen? Shinemar, it says, Yechi Ruvain Valyamos, you read this a few days ago, that Ruvain is going to live and he's not going to die. Yechi Ruvain Ba'olam Hazeh, Valyamos Lo'olam Haba, that's Rashi writes there al Torah. The Targum actually writes there that he says some line of Mishneya, there's going to be, he won't die a second death. So many of the Sfarim write that the Targum was referring to Gilgulim. They look for where's the source of Gilgulim. So the fact that the Targum says Mei Sheni, there won't be a second death, is a reference to he won't experience Gilgulim. That's the earliest source of Gilgulim. I once asked Rav Shechter about this. He didn't really. He said, I always thought like Pashup Shah in the Gemara here that means Olam Zeh Halom Azeh and Olam Haba, but not a reference to Gilgulim. He wasn't rejecting Gilgulim. He just says we're not Osik with Inyanim that we don't know much about. Fine. Gemara says further, Ravina, the Mishabur first of Gilgulim, is one halachan Mishabur, he talks about when loig larush, when you can't walk into base kfaros with tzitzis hanging out. So what if a person goes to a child, a tinok of Rahman Atan died early, he was never chayv in mitzvahs. So you're not loig larush, you're not making fun of him because he never was keeping mitzvahs in the first place. Someone who once keep mitzvahs and now is chafshi mi mitzvahs, now he can't do it, so it's making fun. But a child was never chayv in the first place. So he says that it's still loig larush because possibly this child was a gilgul of a great tzaddik. So he had to come back in this world for a few years to complete his whatever his tafkid was, and he died young. So then he says, if it go to a girl, a young girl, so he says, Gilgulim don't switch from male to female. So that girl, she could have been a tzaddikus, but not a tzaddik. So then one would be allowed to wear tzitzis in front of such a kever. Fine. Gemara says further, Ravina Amar Mehacha, he brings another source, the Tchias Amesim, V'rabim Mishayne Admas Afar, many of those who sleep in the dirt, referring to those who are buried, Yakitsu, they're going to get up, Eila L'chai Olam, to come to this world, V'eila, and those, L'charafos L'diron Olam, for those, for terrible things, for tremendous shame. So tzaddikim are going to be awakened, and the Risham are going to be brought up to place of shame. So this is a reference to Tzalek Tchias HaMeisim, that they're going to come back alive. Rav Ashi Amar Mehach, another source of Tchias HaMeisim, Va'ata, you, Lech, you should go, referring to Daniel, you should go, Lakech, go to the end, V'tanuach V'tamu L'garalcha, Lakech HaYamim, and you're going to now repose, and you're going to get up to your Chalek at the end of days. So see, even though Daniel died, he's going to come back to life in the end of days. So these are three different sources, adding to our long list of a few days ago, of the source of Tchias HaMeisim. Gemara says, Amar Rabbi Elazar, Kol Parnas Shemanhig Esat Tzibur Benachas. Any leader who guides his Tzibur in a very gentle way, Zoch Manhigan Olam Haba, will be Zocha to be a leader up in Olam Haba as well. Shenamar, it says, Kimirachamame Yinahig Yinahagim Yinahagim Vamabu Mayim Yinahalim. What does it mean? Kimirachim Yinahagim. If you lead them with great mercy, so then Vamabu Mayim, then the springs of water, he shall guide them. So I guess it must be a reference of some sort to Olam Haba, the reference of the waters. So then the Gemara says, Amar Rabbi Elazar, Gedola Dea, great is Dea, Shenitna, Bein Shtei Osios, that was given between two different names of Hashem, two letters, Shenamar, Ki Kel Deos Hashem. The word Deos appears between the two different Shemos of Hashem. So there's a lot of depth here in this. Those who are holding in the spheres and all knows that Das, Dea, is really an 11th one. It's hidden in between Chachm and Bina. Those who are holding, Tai's giving me a funny face. It doesn't have an Aisha. It doesn't know what we're talking about here at all. But those who know about Das, Chachm and Bina of Das, Das is right there in the middle, hidden behind. That's perhaps part of the deeper meaning here. Tani will talk afterwards. I'm a Rav Elazar, Gadol Mikdash, Shenitein Bein Shtei Osios. Great is the base of Mikdash that has given between two different letters, which means two different names of Hashem. Shenemar, it says, Pa'alta Hashem Mikdash, Hashem Konu Yadecha. So the word Mikdash appears between Yudke Vavke and the Shem Adnas. It's sandwiched between two different Shemos of Hashem. So we see how great the base of Mikdash is. So Maskivla comes along now. Maskivla Rav Ada Karchina, that was his name. Elmiata, if that's the case, Gdola Nekama, Shenitna Bein Shtei Osios. There's a pasuk that puts the Nekama, revenge, which sounds like a very bad thing. It sandwiches that also between two different names of Hashem. As it says, Dichsiv, Kel Nekamos Hashem, Kel Nekamos Sophia. So Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to take revenge. He's take vengeance. He's going to appear. So it sounds like it's not a great thing. So Amar Leih, Rabbi Elazar says, yes, Lamilsa Hachinami. When there's a need for Nakama, when the revenge is earned and deserved, so then Enachinami, it's a Hachinami, it's a wonderful thing. Kedula, like the Ula says, Damar Ula, Shtei Hofayos Halalu Lamo. Why did it see Hofia twice in the Pasuk here? So that it appears two times, and Nakama appears two times. Achas Lamita Tova, which is a good thing. Achas the Puranas, one is for punishment. Now Rashi points out, even the punishment is a good thing. It's really, when it's referring to the Shtei Afalos, Rashi says, look at Chad Elotova. Rashi in the inner column here, Chad Elotova Shel Yisrael. One is for the benefit of Am Yisrael, Shesilach Shechinaso Me'umos Ha'ulam, that the Shechina left the nations of the world. Uba Al Yisrael came upon Klai Yisrael, the Karle Nekamos Mishum D'Tigmal Tovahu, Shezachul Shechina Al She'amru Nasev Nishma. But Nakama Hainu Tigmal. Nakama doesn't only mean revenge, it also means giving someone what they deserve. So since Am Yisrael was willing to accept the Torah Nasa V'Nishma, it was a Nakama, it wasn't really a Nakama, it's really a Tigmal that they deserved it, they earned it. That's the Midah Tova. But there's also Midah Peronios, says Rashi. Achas, the Peronios, that they're going to get paid back and punished on the day of their judgment. So it's they both benefit to us, but one is viewed as more positive, one's more negative. So yes, Nekama is so great that it is sandwiched between two names of Hashem. Gemara says further now, Amar Rebbe Lazar, kol adam sheyesh bo deya, any person who has deya, which simply means just das, understanding, ki'ilu nivna beis hamikdash b'yamav. It's as if he had built the world, the beis hamikdash in his life, which, what does that mean, deya? We all have understanding. So does this mean that we all built the beis hamikdash? So it means obviously a higher level of das, a certain understanding which we can't really appreciate, at least at this simple level. So how do we know what's so great about das? As we saw above, the word das appears between two shemos of Hashem. So too, beis hamikdash appears between two shemos Hashem. So that connects these two concepts of das and the beis hamikdash. Vayta, the Gemara says, Amar Rabbi Elazar, kol adam sheish bo deya lasof misasher. One who has das, one who has deya, has a certain knowledge, is going to be wealthy in the end. As it says, shenemar b'das, Chadarim Yimalu. If you fill the rooms up with understanding, Yimalu Kalhon Yakar Vinam, you're going to fill up with riches and precious and pleasant things. Fine. Again, same thing. Das means something more than just simply understanding. Amar Rebbe Elazar, Kol Adam She'ein Bo Deya, one who doesn't have Deya, he's going to be Asur L'Rachim Alav. You can't have mercy on him. So that a person who's not intelligent, you can't have mercy on him. Chas V'Shalom. A person like that needs greater mercy. A person who's a Shoteh needs greater mercy from us. So it means something different. Shenemar, it says, Ki Lo Am Bino Su, because it's not a nation of Bina, of Lashon Chachma Bina V'Das, there's not a nation of Bina, who obtained, therefore, lo yirachamenu oseyu biyoto lo yuchunenu. Therefore, you shouldn't show any compassion to him. Further, Amar Rebbe Elazar, kol nosein pito lemisha ein bo deya. One who gives bread to one who doesn't have any deya, yisurin ban alav, is going to experience a tremendous amount of misfortune. Shenemar, it says, lachmecha yasimu mazur. The bread that you gave will be mazur, tachtach, under you. We'll see what mazur means in just a moment. V'ein tvuna bon, it's not going to be understanding. So ein mazur el yisur. Mazur means pains, suffering. Shenemar vayar Ephraim es chalyo, he saw his illness. V'Yehuda es mizoro, and Yehuda saw his suffering. So pasuk's telling us, lach mechaycha yasimu mazur, your bread's going to cause suffering, tachtacha ein tvuna bon, by you giving, instead of you, you're giving, replacing it to someone who doesn't have any das, any bina. So a person should only give bread to one who has deya. Bama Rebbe Elazar, Rebbe Elazar liked this whole concept of deya. This was his Indian, apparently, understanding deya. Kol adam she'ein bo deya, one who doesn't have deya, lasof gola, is going to be sent to golus. Shenemar, it says, lachein gola ami mibli das. For that, what reason was my nation sent to exile? Because they didn't have any das, they didn't have any understanding. Further, Amar Rebbe Elazar, kobay shein divrei Torah nishman bo belayla. Any house that doesn't have a divrei Torah singing through the night, shenemar, it's eish ochlasa, the fire is going to burn the house. Shenemar, it says, kol choshecha tamen litzfunav. All the darkness, all your darkness is going to be hidden, tachleu eish, and it's going to be burned by fire, lo nupach yera sarid boalo. It will be bad for the remnant in his tent. Ein sarid ella tamen chacham, shenemar uvasaridim ashe Hashem kare, the ones who are going to call out to Hashem. So who calls out to Hashem? Referring to a tamen chacham. So tamen chacham is supposed to be learning at nighttime in the house, in the base medrash somewhere. And the Sfarim point out, the Rav Yosef Engel has a very interesting piece here about the learning belayla versus learning by yom. Learning belayla is referring to Torah shebaal peh, and learning by yom is referring to Torah shebichsav. Fine. Amar Rebbe Elazar, kol she'ena mehane tamen chacham min chasav, one who doesn't help out, support a tamen chacham with his own property, with his own money, eino roa simen bracha, the olam doesn't see any simen bracha. Shenamar, it says, ein sarid la'achlo, akein la'yachil tuvo. There's nothing left over for the one to his food, for him to eat. Therefore, his goods, his tuvo, are not going to prosper. So if you don't help a sarid, don't help a tamen chacham, so then your nechasim are not going to be receiving a simen bracha. Ein sarid again, el tamen chacham. Shenemar, it says, "Ubesaridim ashe Hashem kore." Who's the one who is a sarid? The one who calls out to Hashem, namely a Talmud Chacham. Amar Reb Elazar, Kol Sheinu Mishayar Pas Al Shulchan, one who doesn't, this is a very halachah l'maaseh, by the way, one who doesn't leave over bread on his table, Eina Ro Siman Bracha Li'olam, doesn't see any Siman Bracha from his Parnasa. Shenemar, it says, Ein Sarad La'achlo, Alkein Lo Yachil Tuvo. You don't leave anything left over for the Sarad, the one who needs it, the Tam Rechachim, the Ani. So then you're not going to see any Bracha. V'ha'amar Rebbe Elazar, Kol Mishayar Psisim Al Shulchano, Kilo Ovid Avodah Zarah. One who leaves pieces of bread on his table is considered Avodah Zarah, Ovid Avodah Zarah. So how come before we have to, so they don't shtim? Shenemar ha'orchim l'gad shulchan, those who set up the table for God, so then ha'mamlalim lamni mimimsach, it's going to fill cups of spiced wine for many. So, which is a reference to Avodah Zarah. So we're not supposed to leave breads and crumbs on the table. But before we said, if you don't leave crumbs on the table, you're not going to see any siman bracha. So what's the answer? Lokashya. Hadika shlema bahadei, hadileka shlema bahadei. What's the difference? If you have a full piece of bread where it leaves where it doesn't leave over a full piece of bread, so then, where's the Rashi here? Rashi on the top left. You see, Rashi says, hadikamer aser, four lines down from the top, diika shlema bahadei. After you finish eating, you bring a full loaf of bread, venosin al shulchan, you place on the table, imapsisim shishar, with the remaining crumbs, mechse dilshem avodah zar avidachi. Why are you bringing a brand new challah roll here? Everyone's done eating. So you must be bringing it to worship avodah zar. That's what it comes off as. But if you're talking about the after you've eaten, there's some leftover pieces of bread, the remaining parts, that's where you say you're supposed to leave that on the table for aniyim to come and support. To support them. Then the Gemara says that Amar Rebbe Elazar, Kol Machlef B'Dibro, anyone who switches around his speech, he says something that should be recognizable, speaking in some, I guess, funny language, that Kilo over to Avodah Zarah. It's as if he's worshiping Avodah Zarah, because if Hach, it's written here, Vayisi Ve'inav Kimisateya, that referring to Yaakov was when he was trying to dress up as Esav, he came off as someone who deceived. Uksiv Hasim, it's written there, Hevel, Hema Mase Tatuim, that's worthless, nonsense, all the Avodah Zarah is vanity, is referred to as Tatuim. So tricking someone is called Tatuim, and it's like Avodah Zarah. V'amar Reb Elazar, Kol Mistakel Be'erva, Kasho Nineres. So one who looks at a woman who's Be'erva, who's not dressed properly, so then it's as if his Kasho, his Keshet, his bow and arrow is empty of any arrows. Shenemar, as it says, Erya Seor Kashtecha. That Erya, Lashon Erva, is going to cause the Teir Kashtecha to empty out your bow. So what does it mean to empty out your bow? It won't be, Rashi points out here, where's Rashi? He won't be able to be having children. Shein Amol, he won't be successful in having children. Then the Gemara says, Amar Belazar, Liolam have kibba v'kayim. A person should always be very, very humble, and he's going to be he'll be able to live like that. Amar Rabbi Zera, Af Anan Nami Tanina. We also taught in the Mishnah, Bayis Afel Ein Poschin Lo Chalonos Leros Nigo. In a dark house, we should not make the windows, we should not open up, add windows and holes to examine it, Shema Mina. So what's the drasha here? Where's the Rashi? The Rashi says, Beis Eifel, Ein Poschen Chalonos Lerosas Anego. If there's a dark house where you want to look at a nega, you shouldn't make holes and open up the windows. Kinega Nirali, Bebayas Ksiv, Demashra Nirak Mimela. The Ode, because firstly you have to, it doesn't say add holes, it says look at it as is. Look at your own eyes, but don't use any light. Turned out the darkness is going to save the owner of the house. If the Kohen can't see it, all right. If he can't see it, he can't see it. It's not considered nega. That's considered lashon of, I guess, of anivus. So also, let be humble. Don't look for problems here. Stay all under the radar. And this way, you're going to be to zochet to live. So then the Gemara says, Amar Rabbi Tavi, Amar Rabbi Yoshia. My dichse, what does it possibly mean when it says Sheol v'otzer, the Sheol is the grave, v'otzer is someplace that's closed up, narrow, v'otzer racham, the now part of the womb, eretz lo savamayim, and the earth is not going to be satiated with water. So what does this pasuk mean? V'chima inin shul eitzer racham, what does it do, a grave to the womb? Ela lo melech are coming to tell us, ma rechem machnis and motzi, just like the womb, it brings in and also takes out. Af Sheol Machnes Moses, so to a grave takes in and also closing. Do you mind closing the window? Sorry. And so too, af she'ol machnes motzi, so too a grave takes in a mace, but also is going to be motzi with the time of tchias amesim. Thank you, sorry. Hello, Dvarim Kavachomer. Isn't this a Kavachomer? Marechem shemachnisin, but b'chashai, just like when it's the woman becomes pregnant, it's done in a chashai, but secretly, quietly, motzin mimenu b'koli kolos. But when it comes out, there's tremendous screaming, of course, from the mother. So shol shemachnisin b'kolos. So when the person brings into the kever with tremendous kolos screaming, ain't no din shemotzin mimenu b'kolos kolos. Is it not even more so that there should be tremendous noise happening, loud noise when the tchias mesim comes out? What's going to be the cause of tchias mesim? It's referring to the blowing of the shofar. Mikan tshuva leomrin ain't tchias mesim min haTorah. This is the response to those who deny that tchias mesim is a Torah concept. Tana de Beil Yo, the last few lines of the Amid here, the Gemara says that Tadikim she'asid HaKadosh Baruch Hu hulachiyosam. So Tadikim that HaKadosh Baruch Hu are going to bring back to life, Ein Chozen Lafram will never die again. They'll never go back to the dirt. Shenemar, as it says, Vaya Nisha B'tzion, those who are left over in Eretz Yisrael, Vanosu B'Yushalayim, those who remain in Yushalayim, Kadosh, Kadosh, they're going to be Kadosh. Yeah, Malo, we're going to say Kadosh, you guys are Kadosh. Kakasav Lachaim Yushlaim, we're going to say to them, everyone inscribed for life will be in Yushlaim forever. So the Gemara says, what's the Josh? Shemak Kadosh, the Yolam Kaim, just like Kadosh, something holy is always holy. So to Afhain, the Yolam Kayam, so to these people, Tzadikim, who come back, are always going to remain alive. So it's very confusing, this Olam Haba Mos Mashiach. It's very confusing what it means. So that's a whole, you have to look at Rambam Shmona Prakim here, the eight different schools of thought of what is Tchias Mesim, what's Olam Haba, what's Gan Eden. It's a very big sugya, so we'll leave it at that. Vim Tomer, if you're going to say, Osin Shanim, She'asid HaKadosh Baruch Hu L'chadish Ben Esalamo, those years in which HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to bring back the world, Shinemar, as it says, V'niskav Hashem Levado B'yamahu, he's going to be by himself in that day. So, Tzadikim Mahinosim, what are the Tzadikim going to do? HaKadosh Baruch Hu Oselam Kenefayim Kenesharim. He's going to give them wings like eagles. V'shatim Al Pnei Amayim, they're going to fly over the water. Shinemar, it says, Al Kein Lo Nira Behamir, which means, therefore they shall not fear, Lashon of Yira, Behamir Aretz, when the earth is transformed. Uvimot Harim Belev Yamim, and when the mountains collapse in the hearts of the seas. So they're going to be flying all over the world when HaKadosh Baruch Hu changes the world around. B'shem HaTomer Yeshlam Tzar, maybe it's going to be painful for them that they have to fly all the time while HaKadosh Baruch Hu is revamping the world. Shetam Alomer Kovei Hashem Yachlif Chowach, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, with the hope of Hashem, the trust in Hashem, is going to constantly give them new strength. Yalu is going to come up. Yalu Aver Kinesharim, they're going to have their wings like eagle. Yerutzu, they're going to run, which means really fly. And V'li Yigo, they're not going to get exhausted. Yelchuv Lo Yafu, they're going to run. They're not going to get tired. This is my Haftorah, Parsh Lecha, coming up soon. Fine. V'nilaf Mimesim Shech Haya Yecheskel. So, let it learn from here, from the Yecheskel brought back to life. That what? Then we see the people that Yecheskel brought back to life, they eventually died. So to maybe Tchias Mesim in the future, they're going to die as well, just like the people who Yecheskel brought back to life. So the Gemara says, Savar la k'man damar b'emes mashal. This holds like the whole story of Yecheskel was a mashal. It wasn't a true story. It was a fairy tale. The Tanya, the Braisa, tells us that Rabbi Eliezer Omer Mesim Sheikh Haya Yecheskel Amdu al Raglem, that they hold that they stood on their feet, Varmu, and they said, Shira of Amesu. They sang and then they die right away. Mashira Amr, what did they sing? Hashem Emes B'tzedek U'mechai B'rachamim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu dies with justice. People deserve to die, but he brings back to life with great mercy. Rabbi Yeshua Omer Shirazu Amr, they said the following song. Hashem Emes Mechaya Morid Shol Vayal, a slightly different word. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Emes Mashaya, in truth it was really a fairy tale. Never happened. So they hold like Rabbi Yehuda that it never happened, so you can't bring any rise about Tchias Mesim from Yecheskel. So the Gemara says that in Mashal Lama Emes. So if it's a Mashal, why are you calling it Emes? That's a oxymoron. So Ela B'Emes Mashal Haya, really was a Mashal. And not that it was Emes a Mashal, but Emes, the truth is, it was a Mashal. That's what he's telling us. So Rabbi Eliezer Beno, so Rabbi Yosef Glili Omer, Meshem Sheach Haya Yecheskel Alu L'Eretz Yisrael. They actually traveled to Eretz Yisrael. It was a true story. The Nasim Nashim, they had got married. The Holidu Banim Banos, they had sons and daughters. So Amar Rabbi Huda ben Beseira al Raglav, he stood up and said, "Amar, Ani mibnei bnei, I am a great great grandchild from these people Yechezkel brought back to life. V'halu tefillin sheniach li avi abba mehem. He wore the tefillin of his great great grandfather. Amazing. Fine. Umaninu, who were these individuals? Maninu mesim sheachaya Yechezkel. Who were the individuals who he brought back to life? The Gemara is going to bring a few opinions here. So Amar Rav, Elu bnei Ephraim shemanu laketz v'tal. These are people of Shevet Ephraim who tried calculating the ketz, the end of time, and they were unsuccessful in doing so. When they were in Egypt, this was taken place. When they were in Mitzrayim, they calculated when it would end. They were wrong. Shenemar, it says, Uvnei Ephraim shusalach ubered bino v'sachas bino ve'elad bino v'sachas bino v'zavad bino v'shusalach bino ve'ezer ve'elad ve'haragum anshe gasa noladim barit. So these are the individuals listed here. And they were killed, though. They were killed. Uksiv further, Vaisabel Ephraim Avim, the father Ephraim, had mourned over their death. Yom Rabban for many days, Vayavo Echav Lenachama, when his brothers came to mourn. So that's the first opinion. They left Mitzrayim early. They thought this was the time. They were killed on the way out. Ushmuel Amar Shmuel says differently. No. Who were the ones who Yechezkel brought back to life? Elu bnei Adam shekafru b'tchias emesim. Those who denied the concept of tchias emesim, so he brought them back to life to prove them otherwise. Shenemar, it says, Vayomer Eli ben Adam, and he said to me, the person had samos elu, these bones kol beis yisrael hema hinei omrim yavshu atzmosenu v'avdu sikvasenu nigzer alanu. So what's going on here? That these bones, they are from beis yisrael, from amiso, and they say our bones have dried up, our hope is lost, we are doomed. So somehow this is a reference to those people that denied Tchias HaMesim. Third opinion. Rabbi Yirmiyah bar Abba Amar Elu bnei Adam Shein ben Lachluches Shel Mitzah. People who had no moisture, literally. No keeping of Torah Mitzahs. Shenemar HaTzamos HaYaveshos Shimu Dvar Hashem. So by the way, the words HaTzamos HaYaveshos are referring to the dry bones that Yechezkel brought back to life. So the dry bones referring to here, those who had no moisture of mitzvahs, those were people who were brought back to life. Another opinion says, Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha Amar, Elu bnei Adam shechifu es haheichel kulo shkatzim were Muslims, referring to people who cover the entire base of Migdash with all types of disgusting things, which is a reference to Avodah Zarah, idols. Shenemar, it says, Vavo, I will come, there I will see, v'nei, kol tavnis remes uvehema sheketz v'chol gilulei beis Yisrael mechuka al kir savev, that they had set up idols throughout the entire base of Migdash. They were the ones who brought back to life. Uksiv Hasman's written further there, Veviranu Aleyam Saviv Saviv, and he led me over them round and round. So this is a reference somehow to the putting the idols round and round the base of Mikdash.
This is not the actual
Tchias HaMesim. This is a one time event of Yechezkel, that's all. One time event.
That's why, but the actual Tchias HaMesim, no one's going to die again.
Correct, that's what Gemara said, exactly, right. So Gemara then says, Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Elu Mesim Shebivikas Dura. These referring to people who died in this area called Bikas Dura. Vamar Rabbi Yochanan, Minar Eshel, from the area of the Eshel River, Ad Rabbas Bikas Dura, until this plain of Dura it's called, are the ones who died there. So Shebishasha Hegla Nebuchadnezzar Rasha Es Yisrael, when he had exiled Klal Yisrael, Hayu Bahen Bachrim Shayu Meganin Es Hacham Biyofim. There are many people, the young people who are being exiled, who put the shame, the sun to shame, literally with their beautiful. They're so beautiful. But you Kasdios Ros Osan Veshofar Zavos, and the women of Kasdi found them very attractive and became experienced Zava from their excitement of seeing these boys. Amulu Balen, so they said to their husbands, Ubalen Lemelech, and their husbands told the king, Tziva Melech Varagum, the king said, you should kill your wives for finding these young men so beautiful. Vadain Hayushofa Zavos, and still they were experiencing zavos from this, from seeing these men, from seeing that they wanted to kill the boys and not the wives, the boys they killed. And even seeing these boys, after the boys had been killed, they still were experiencing zava from this. Tziva HaMelech Hurumasum, so the king had commanded them and had trampled and destroyed the bodies of these young bachim. So those are the ones who were brought back to life by Yechezkel. Gemara now says, Tanur Abadon, the Braitza tells of B'shasha Hippil Nebuchadnezzar Rasha Chananya Mishal Vazari L'chiv Shana Eish. When he threw them into the fire, Amalok HaKadosh Baruch Hu L'Yechezkel. He says to Yechezkel, Leich V'achaya Mason B'Bikas Dura. Now, while they're doing that, I want you to go to Bikas Dura and bring back to life those young boys. Kevin She'achaya Na'osim, once he brought back to life those boys, Bo Atzamos V'Tavchul Ola Osu Rasha Apanav, the bones came, they started to hit Nebuchadnezzar in the face. They came back, sounds like just as bones, as skeletons. They came and started to hit Nebuchadnezzar. So Amar Mativan Shaili, he says, what's going on? These zombies coming back to life, these skeletons are hitting me in the face. So he says, Amrulo Chavrein Shalelu Mechai Mesim Bebikas Dura. So he said, the friend of these three men, that the friend of Hanan and Mishael Azariah, that you tried throwing the fire, that you did throw in the fire, so their good buddy, Yechezkel, brought these skeletons back to life, and they're hitting you. So what did Nebuchadnezzar say? Pasach Vamer, he opened his mouth and said, Asohi Kima Ravravin, Visimhoi Kima Sakifim. How great are these signs, Osin are signed. Kama Ravravin is great. How great are the Asohi, these Osios, Osos? Visamo Kama and the Kifin, and how wonderful are these, the strength of these people. Malchuse Malchus Kalam Vishalta Im Darvadar. So the kingdom should be everlasting and from generation to generation. So Amar Reb Yitzchak Yutzak Zahav Roseach Letoch Piv Shalos Rasha, that they boiled gold, molten gold, they be poured into the mouth of that evil one. Shemalei Lebamalch Satur Al Piv, had the Malch not come and hit him in the mouth, Bikesh Laganos Kol Shiros V'Sishbrachol Shamar David B'Sefer Tilm, he would have put all, he put to shame all the Tilim of David HaMelech, meaning Nebuchadnezzar was so enamored by this great nace that took place, he was starting to say these beautiful shiros, these beautiful songs, and he was going to put David HaMelech to shame with the songs he was about to sing. So apparently a Malach came and hit him in the mouth or poured gold down his mouth or something like that. I don't know if that meant literally, and he stopped singing so he wouldn't put David HaMelech to shame. That was the experience that Nebuchadnezzar had at that moment. Tanur Rabban, the Braitzah, tells us further now, Shisha Nisim Nasu Ba'osu Hayom. There are six miracles that happened on that day of the story of Hananiah, Mishael, Azariah, that were thrown into the fire. What were the six? Elohim. Tzaf HaKivshan, that the whole furnace had elevated above ground. And Nifrat HaKivshan, and the furnace had broke, the walls had broken. Humak Sodo, the foundation had caved in. V'nepach Telem HaPanav, and the image of the idol that Nebuchadnezzar had was turned over onto its face. Benisifu arba malchios, and there were four kingdoms that were burnt. Ve'achia yicheskas amesim bibek astura, and this was the time of the event that he brought back to life those young boys who were murdered. Ve'chula gemara, and there is no source for any of them. These are all a tradition that we have that happened. Except arba malchios kra, the only one that we have a source for is that the four kings or kingdoms were burnt. That is a pasuk. The pasuk tells us that Nebuchadnezzar malka shlach lemichnash lachasharparnia Signania, the Fachavasa, Ardagzaria, Gedavria, the Tavria, Taftia, Vacholshutia, Medinasa. Very hard psukim Daniel, but these are all different kingdoms that apparently he had sent to, he had sent his idols to as a whole ceremony, and they ended up being killed. Uksiver is further, Isai, Guvrin, Yehudayan, they were Jewish men that, what's the context here? One second. So everyone agreed to attend the whole ceremony of Nebuchadnezzar, except for three men, Hanani, Mishael, Azariah, refused to, because they were Jews. Isi, Guvon, and Yudan. These are Jewish men. Uksiv, it's written further, Umiskanshin, Achsharpanya, Sagania, Ufachavasa, Vadavre, Malka, Chazin, the Guvon, Elach. So now, when the Hanani, Mishael, Azariah came up from the fire, so and then all these different officers, these nobles, these kings, and everything, also what took place, and there was no fire on it. So what happened was, I guess they jumped in next, and they got burnt, I think, what happened. The Pasuk Gemara doesn't tell us, though. Let's see. The Gemara now says, we see from all this, though, Tana de Bei Rabbi Elazar, that what? That Afilu, Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, Afilu b'shah sakana, even in the time of danger, lo yishana adam es atma min ha-rabbanah shalom, a person should not change from his rabbanah, from his stature in that time. Shenemar, it says, Beidayin Guvraya Ilech Kishisu Bisar Balehun Pacheun Vecharbalasan. What does it mean? That these men were bound in their cloaks, their pants, their robes. They mean they still wore their clothing, even though they knew they were about to be thrown into the fire. They didn't take off their clothing. They still wore their dignified clothing, their royal clothing, even at this time. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, a few more lines here. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Gedolim Tzadikim Yosim Imalachi Asharis. Greater the Tzadikim are of Malachim. Because it says, Shenemar, Ane V'amar, Actually, maybe let's stop here. They're about to continue this tomorrow, I think. Let's stop here, and we'll pick up tomorrow. Again, hard stuff. It's a lot. It's a lot of stuff.